Never Ending Radio Show Recovery Recharge.
So on Sunday, June 15th, 1958, the day after my last drink, I walked into Guest House, a sanatorium founded by a layman just for us alcoholic priests. I was at a point in my life where I had to jump up to touch bottom. I was absolutely empty. And you know the feeling. I was empty. So the only thing they could do was fill me up. And I learned what proper treatment is all about from this man. His name was Austin Ripley. Rip was the greatest man I ever knew. And I'd like to share a conviction of mine. If you don't have a hero in your life, find one. I pity people without heroes. The tradition says we place principles above personalities, but never instead of them, because that's where principles exist, in human souls. I've always said I can't define charisma, but I know when I'm near it. Within 5 minutes of meeting that man, I wanted to be just like him. I wanted everything he had. Rip gave me probably the finest piece of advice I ever had in my life. You know, there are four enemies to recovery: youth, health, wealth, and brains. I've seen, in our treatment center, I've seen PhDs get drunk on the way home. And I've watched illiterate, stable hands get sober and stay sober. He said, "Father, I know all about your education. I know all about your educational background, your degrees." He said, "Leave them right outside the door." Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need brains to get sober. You need desire.